It is time for the good stuff, so take 5 minutes and just relax and listen. We have some good things coming up.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out at visitvalentine.org. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. You can book a fall trip down the Niobrara River or come and enjoy the fall colors in the river valley. Or how about Merritt Reservoir and home of the Nebraska Star Party with the International Dark Skies designation. That's open year-round. So all kinds of things to plan for, and your next summer vacation should be spent right here in the Valentine area and Cherry County. Visit valentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. This is the Cattleman's Publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world, right out of South Dakota. They have all aspects of agriculture covered, so make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Can I share a political statement to start things off today?
Ooh, is that going to start it off on a good foot or a bad foot?
Nah, just something to think about here in this election cycle. As we narrow things down to November 5th, we do encourage everybody to get out and vote. Democracy must be something more than two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for dinner.
Oh, my.
James Bovard, a civil libertarian, said that about 30 years ago.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. Well, Joseph Paul Tierney said this, and it's titled Done Redone. Ask not for whom the bells toll. Don't get yourself in a stew. As long as you can hear the clang, relax. They're not for you.
Good point.
Indeed. And Shel Silverstein, this is called Early Bird. Oh, if you're a bird, be an early bird and catch the worm for your breakfast plate. If you're a bird, be an early bird. But if you're a worm, sleep late.
Good advice there.
That's what I think. Here's another one, Mike, from Ogden Nash. Goody for our side and your side, too. Foreigners are people somewhere else. Natives are people at home. If the place you're at is your habitat, you're a foreigner, say in Rome. But as scales of justice balance true and tit leads into tat, so the man who's at home when he stays in Rome is abroad when he's where you're at. When we leave the limits of the land in which our birth certificate sat us, it does not mean just a change of scene, but also a change of status. The Frenchman with his fetching beard, the Scot with his kilt and spurn. One moment he may a native be, and the next may find him foreign. There's many a difference quickly found between the different races, but the only essential differential is living different places. Yet such is the pride of prideful man, from Austrians to Australians, that wherever he is, he regards as his, and the natives there as aliens. Oh, I'll be friends if you'll be friends, the foreigner tells the native, and we'll work together for our common ends, like a preposition and a dative. If our common ends seem mostly mine, why not, you ignorant foreigner? And the native replies, contrawise, and hence, my dears, the coroner. So mind your manners when a native, please, and doubly when you visit. And between us all, a rapport may fall, ecstatically exquisite. One simple thought. If you have it, Pat, we'll eliminate the coroner. You may be a native in your habitat, but to foreigners, you're just a foreigner. Ogden Nash.
And I have something. This is kind of another political related type thing. I got a trivia question for you.
Oh, okay.
Who was the candidate who ran for the U.S. presidency on the surprise party ticket? Do you ever remember hearing about that?
I do not remember.
The answer is Gracie Allen in 1940.
Really?
Yeah. The title of the book, Say Goodnight, Gracie, will recall for adult readers the long love affair between comedians George Burns and Gracie Allen. The phrase was the tagline with which the two ended their popular television show through the 1950s. Burns and Allen were a team on stage and in life four decades, matter of fact. Then Allen died, and Burns went through a long period of grief before he emerged as a senior statesman of comedy, able to speak fondly of his deceased wife. And Gracie Allen ran on the surprise party in 1940.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a little trivia.
Gracie was always the quiet one, but she was just endearing in the old things that I've seen because she was just so sweet.
Folks, if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to great radio stations out there like
Baker, Montana, 960. That's 960 AM KFLN.
Thanks for listening to the good stuff.